أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we will now start looking at Qiyamah clause. And Qiyamah clause are some of the chapters, in fact we have 10 chapters here, which look at the day of Qiyamah. There are many chapters in the Quran that talk about it, but these are the 10 that we've placed here, which have a graphic description of the day of Qiyamah. And we're going to start off with Surah number 56, which is Suratul Waqiyah. A surah recommended to be recited every day, but definitely on a Friday. Well, let's look at the benefits first. One who recites Surah Al-Waqiyah is loved by Allah and people. It's safety from poverty, forgiveness of sins. If you're in dire need of sustenance, recite it the same number of times as the lunar date. So whatever the date is today, that many times. And one who recites Surah Al-Waqiyah will never be afflicted by need. Now the word waqiyah, it actually says the great event, the event as such. And it is talking about the day of Qiyamah. So let's first look at the focus of the surah. It actually talks about the three groups of people on the day of Qiyamah. You have those who are amazing companions of the right, the unfortunate people of the left, and the awesome foremost successful winners who excelled in the world and are closest to divinity. There is then a tour of the two levels of Jannah and the punishment for those who deny divine guidance and resurrection, and then the awesomeness of the Quran. And then the did you know? So when the last ayah was revealed, which is actually a reflection of Ayah 74, they're both the same thing. فَصَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. The Prophet said, اِجْعَلُوا فِي رُكُوِكُمْ. Put it in your ruku. And that is why in ruku we say, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِحَمْدِ. It is from Surah Al-Waqiyah. So that's awesome to know. Surah Al-Waqiyah is literally an extension and a reflection of Surah Al-Rahman. We've divided it into 8 sections. In the first section, which is Ayah 1 to 7, we see the events on the Day of Judgment. So the Quran actually starts by saying here, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. When the great events will come to pass, لَيْسَ لِوَقْعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةٌ. There will be no denying it. It talks about how there will be a massive earthquake and the mountains will be crumbled to dust. So basically no stability at all. The second section, which is Ayah 8 to 11, looks at where Allah describes the three groups of people on the day of Qiyamah. He says, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. You'll be categorized into three groups. The first group, he says, are فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. And then مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. The amazing companions of the right. Then he says, وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْعَمَةِ. And the companions of the left. Ma ashabul mash'ama. Again, these are the unfortunate people. The word mash'ama as such literally talks about those who are unfortunate. And finally, he talks about the sabiqoon. Was-sabiqoon as-sabiqoon. Repeats it twice. Possibly they were in the forefront in the dunya and the akhirah. Sabiq is actually a winner. And then he says, these ulaik al-muqarrabun are the closest to divinity. So they strove the highest to get to their full potential. It's just phenomenal. So I'd like to describe them as the awesome, foremost, successful winners who excelled in the world and are closest to divinity. And we need to pray that we are amongst those. And then section 3, which is Ayah 12 to 40. And it's so awesome. It's the rewards of Jannah for these awesome winners and the amazing companions of the right. There is a literally graphic description. It starts off by talking about the catering in Jannah. You know, the drink, the fruits, the food. It talks about the peaceful, awesome company that will be awarded in Jannah. And then it calls the Ashabul Maymana, Ashabul Yameen, people of the right hand. And it details the shade and the water and the food and the places to sit. And the companions again. Metaphorically, it's talking about a place of bliss. Oh my goodness. And then the next section, which is Ayat 41 to 46. Now, this is the fate of the unfortunate people of the left who denied resurrection. And it's quite graphic. There is hot water and hot wind and black smoke. And they used to be wasteful and completely denied resurrection, saying, وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ أَيْذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَإِذَامًا أَيْنَّا لَمَبْعُثُونَ. What when we die and have become dust and bones, shall we be raised? So they had no concept of accountability. More so, they mocked those who believed in accountability and divine guidance. And then the surah transitions onto reflection on creation. And in order to declare his perfection, there is the reflection on the origin and the end of the human being, the sperm, and then death. The seed that is sown, he says, أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Is it you that caused it to grow, or are we the causes of growth? He asks us to think about water. He says, أَفَرَعَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. Have you considered the water that you drink? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Is it you that sends it down from the clouds, or are we the senders? Divinity asks us to reflect on the fire that is lit. And then section 6, oh my goodness, ayat 75 to 82. It is just phenomenal. It's about the Quran, and he starts off by saying, فَلَا أُخْسِمُ بِمَوَاقِعِ النُّجُومِ. I swear by the falling of the stars. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. And most surely it is an awesome, it is a great oath, if only you knew. So that was the object of the oath. And then what is the subject? He says, جواب القسم is, إِنَّهُ لَقُرْآنٌ كَرِيمٌ. It is an honored Quran. فِي كِتَابٍ مَكْنُونَ. In a protected book. لَا يَمَسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُتَحَرُونَ. None shall touch it but those who are purified. تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is a revelation by the Rabb of the worlds. So swearing by the stars was used for guidance for those who lived in the desert. So Allah is telling us, in the darkness of the desert, in the darkness of life, in the desert of life, the guidance that you want is only through the Quran. The oratory can only have come from divinity. And finally, there's section 7 and 8. In section 7, Allah challenges us. He says, when death approaches, this is ayah 83 to 87, try to send it back. He says, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْكُومِ. When your soul comes up to the throat, وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And you are looking on at it. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And we are nearer to it than you, but you do not see. فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ. Then why it is that you do not have any authority over it? تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Then send it back if you are truthful. That in itself is something to think about. My soul, but I do not control it. And finally, section 8, it's ayah 88 to 96. They're the contrast of the righteous and the deniers of divinity on the day of judgment. Finally ending with ayah 96, which is, فَصَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. Declare the perfection of your great Rabb. And when this ayah was revealed, the Prophet said, اجعلوا في ركوعكم, put it in your ruku. And that is why in every ruku you and I say, سبحان ربي العظيم وبحمدي. So every time you go into ruku, think of Surah Al-Waqi'ah as just something else. And if you can't recite it every day, at least on a Friday, let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are sabiqoon, the foremost, the awesome, successful winners who excelled in the world and are closest to divinity. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.